I believe God gave us a word this morning. Not necessarily a message. And I was asked, what's the difference between a message and a word? I don't know. But that's why I feel strong in my heart. This is a word from God. This is a word for our church. This is a word for this place and in this time. And in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, it says, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now what I want to do this morning is I want to set up what I believe God is wanting us to see this morning. What I believe He's speaking to the hearts and to the heart of Destiny Church International. And the only way I could begin to do that was to look up these words in the Strong's. How many know what Strong's Concordance is? You know, in case you don't know, the Strong's Concordance is either the Greek or the Hebrew meaning of the word, the definition. You know, I don't know if you realize or not, but the Bible wasn't written in English originally. Did you guys know that? It's a little joke. Of course you guys knew that. But I got nothing on that one. That's okay. But when I began to look into this scripture, and mainly in verse 19, you know, the words, let's see if, and the second part of that is the main part I want to focus on. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now make, as I began to look up the Strong's, and of course some of them have a whole lot of words and words that kind of have the same meaning. But the ones that I believe God was pointing out to me is make is to put, place, set, appoint, ordain, establish, found, and appoint again. Way, I will even make a way, manner, way, course of life, of moral character, mode of action. Now bear with me as I go through these. Wilderness is pasture, uninhabited land. And then this threw me for a loop. Mouth. The origin of this, to speak, declare, command, sing. Rivers. Stream or river. And then in the second part of that, it was underground streams. Underground streams. And the origin to the word is to shine, beam, light, burn, to flow. And then desert was waste, wilderness, desolate place. Now some of these words, as I began to look into them, like I said, the second part of wilderness, mouth. I'm like, what is that about? Why would it go from uninhabited land to mouth? But as I began to meditate on this scripture, God began to show me and began to give me a word of what I believe He's speaking to us. And so therefore, with these words, so many times, there's more than just the word involved to that specific word. There's more that He has to say. Just like, you know, a lot of times if you listen to an interpreter, you say one word, and in a Spanish interpreter, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, what? Did I say all that? You know, Sometimes there's a whole lot more to a word than what we first realize. And so I believe this is what God is speaking to us this morning. Behold, I will establish a new thing in you. Now, it shall cause you to grow. Even now, it is coming. Do you not see it? I will even establish a manner of moral character that changes your very mode of action and correct your course of life. In order to enter the uninhabited lands, the places I have promised for you that you have yet to possess, so that you will speak, declare, command, and sing until the underground streams that you don't even realize are there burst out and flow as rivers of living water. They have remained suppressed because you have kept your mind on the former things. The things of the past that you should not even consider any longer. And it will cause you to burn with a desire that cannot be contained, and to shine and to be a light as I bring you out of the once desolate places of ruin that held you in captivity. You don't even realize, because you've been focusing on the things that you once done. You can't focus on what's happened in the past anymore. There's rivers and streams that have yet to come out of you. There's things about to happen in your guys' life. Giftings that you didn't even know were there. And what you need to do is not be looking at the things of the past, the things that you once done. You need to get those things out of your head. You need to be looking to Jesus. I'm not saying that you're not now, but look to Jesus. In here, focus on Jesus, because He's the one that is going to bring what you need. Quit focusing on the things that you don't need to focus on anymore. There's change coming. There is a new thing coming. Absolutely, I can say without a doubt, there is a new thing coming to Destiny Church International. And it's not just new pastors. There's a new thing happening. I have seen things already taking place. Beginning to work, beginning to be cultivated out of people. There is a new thing coming. And it's not in the things that we're doing, but it's in God. He says, I am doing a new thing. It doesn't matter where you stand in your relationship with God, close or distant. Not my place to say, but God can still do a new thing. No matter how close you are to Him, no matter where in your relationship you stand, He can still do a new thing. So don't exclude yourself from this. Don't say, oh, I'm good. Don't settle. Don't settle for where you're at. Expect God to do a new thing in your life. It's up to you, though. It is up to you. You must be able to sacrifice your old and broken ways in order to become new. Last week I talked about the sacrifice of our brokenness. We have to be willing to sacrifice those things that we have focused on that has kept us repressed. God wants to give us a new mind, a right spirit. We have to, because we cannot be used in the old way. And our old bottle, our old wineskin. We've seen it many times. Luke 5, 37 and 38 says, "And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved." God is doing a new thing. Behold, a new thing is He doing. Be ready. Be looking. Recognize when God is doing the new things. Embrace what God is doing and be willing to be used. Don't be afraid. Because God might ask you to step out into something that you've never experienced or done before. Don't be afraid. God will equip you. God will give you what you need. All He's asking is that you trust Him. Trust Him for the things that you need. And be obedient to what He's asking. God is doing a new thing at Destiny Church International. I hope you see it. Because it is about to explode. It is about to explode in this place. This morning, like I said, we all need a new thing. Because even when you've got a new thing in your life before, it don't always stay new. We always need the fresh touch of God in our lives. We always need Him to do the new thing in our life. Because our flesh is always old. Our flesh always becomes older. The things that we've done in the past and how we've done them will become old, and God's wanting a new thing. He's wanting a new thing in this place. He's wanting a new thing in you. This morning, that's all that God has given me. The rest is up to you. Let me rephrase that. The rest is up to God, but it's up to you to be willing to receive it. This morning, the altars are open. If you want a new thing in your life, if you want a new thing, if you want those things that have yet to be seen in your life to flow like rivers, like streams coming out of you, come look for Him. Come look for Him this morning. Behold, I make all things new. I make all things new. So this morning, come.